We pick things up scoreless, bottom of the second inning. One out, Brock Stassi walks, then sacrificed over by Cedric Hunter. So to the dish, a guy who has come up big in RBI situations, though the batting average may not show it.
Runner leads off, pitcher swung on, hammered. It is a base hit right side. Through the hole, let's see if they send the runner. Up with the ball in right field is Bernard. The throw to the plate is cut off. Siding in safely is Stassi. And it's another clutch hit for Will Venable. A little goodwill hunting through the right side of the infield, and it's 1-0 Lehigh Valley.
That was the score after two innings. After that, a scoreless third frame and a scoreless fourth frame, because the pitching matchup was quite a good one. Thad Weber, who came into today 5-1 on the year with a sub-2 ERA, pitched extremely well for Toledo. So did James Russell, making a spot start for Lehigh Valley.
Here's a 1-1, and the pitch swung on. Serve to shallow left. Hunter on the run. We'll get there. Played off to his side to make a knee-high catch to end the inning. And Russell threw four. Four shutout innings, one hit allowed. Great outing if it does indeed come to an end after four innings here today.
It was his final pitch. The second time this year, Russell, a reliever, makes a spot start, goes four scoreless innings. Last time he allowed two hits. This time, he allows just one hit. And when you have a doubleheader and your bullpen's been working a lot, it's huge for James Russell to eat up innings the way he did. So, it was scoreless through the fourth inning. Scoreless through the fifth inning. To the sixth, Lehigh Valley up to bat in the bottom half of the inning. One out for Nick Williams, who has been struggling of late.
Now the pitch swung on, rifle down the right field line. Fair, this thing is gone. That ball is fair, and it's the pole. A home run for Williams here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It was hooking like Heidi Fleiss, and yet it just did stay fair enough to pound the pole and give the Pigs a double on their lead. It's now 2-0.
Williams had that hot start to the season. The last 40 at-bats, he managed just 7 hits. Until he goes yard there in the sixth inning to make it 2-0 Lehigh Valley. After Williams, Darren Ruff to the dish.
Now the 0-2 to Ruff. Swung on. This one is ripped out to right field. This is deep. Bernard is back. He's at the track. Forgot about it. Back-to-back home runs. And for the first time this season, the Pigs have back-to-back jacks. It was Williams. It's now Ruff, and it's now 3-0.
And it's the first time they've actually done it in a couple seasons. The last time it happened back in 2014, Darren Ruff was a part of that too. So 3-0. Much needed insurance runs because it seemed like a dicey game with a 1-0 lead heading into the sixth. There was maybe a question whether or not Edward Mujica, who has struggled a bit at times, though he leads the IL in saves, would come out to work the seventh, the final inning, for a save situation. With the 3-1 lead, there's no question about it. The Chief out to close things out.
It'll be a payoff to Gonzalez. The 3-2 swung on, popped up in the air, center field, not deep, right towards Williams. He's underneath it. He will put it away. Ball game over. Pigs fly. Pigs fly. Pigs fly to just the second one-hit shutout in their history. Final score in game two, 3-0 Pigs. They take the series 3-1 over Toledo, and they go into an off day at their high water mark with a 24-19 record.
After Russell allowed the hit back in the second inning and finished his four innings of work, Luis Garcia, Edubre Ramos, and Edward Mujica out of the bullpen combined for three hitless innings. The final in seven innings, Lehigh Valley earns the shutout win to split the doubleheader. They take 6 of 7 from Toledo in the season series.